Los Angeles hiker rescued after 30-foot fall in rugged area. Helicopter crews performed a dramatic rescue mission to find an injured male hiker who reportedly fell in a rugged and remote section of a popular rock climbing area in Los Angeles County on May 25, authorities reported. The Los Angeles Fire Department sent ground and air crews to assess and extricate the man at about 7:10 p.m., the department reported on Facebook. The hiker had fallen 30 feet while hiking in the popular Stony Point rock climbing area, known for its large boulders and canyons, east of Topanga Canyon Boulevard and south of the 118 freeway. Once they located the injured hiker, a fire department helicopter lowered a flight paramedic on a cable and harness to treat and prepare the victim to be lifted back into the hovering helicopter. Paramedics continued in-flight care during direct helicopter transport to a regional trauma center, the fire department reported. The daring rescue was one of several made in recent weeks in California. In Northern California, 9 people were also rescued by helicopter in Butte County on May 20 after becoming trapped in debris in the Sacramento River, according to Butte County Sheriff's Search and Rescue. "We were quickly on scene and immediately launched our rescue boat with 3 volunteer swift water rescue technicians to execute the rescue," said the search and rescue organization. The incident prompted the rescue team to remind the public about the dangers of some popular outdoor recreation spots as the summer unfolds and hot weather returns to the Golden State. The team returned to the area May 25 and recorded video from a helicopter to show the public how dangerous the stretch of river can be for visitors. "This is not the same river many are used to navigating," the organization posted on Facebook. The section of the river near the Irvine Finch boat launch has become clogged with debris and unstable rock piles, according to the Sheriff's Search and Rescue. "The swift current gives little room for error, especially for tubers or novice paddlers," according to the rescuers. "We're everyday people looking to enjoy a day on the river, just like thousands of others do each summer. They got into trouble in a spot that has long been considered passable, until this year." Weather forecasters are also warning Californians to prepare for extreme heat in the coming days. The National Weather Service has issued an extreme heat watch for Central California starting at 11 a.m. on May 30 through 11 p.m. on May 31. High temperatures in the Sacramento Valley, Delta, and mountain foothills are expected to range from 99 to 109 degrees, according to the National Weather Service. "The heat is expected to bring a high risk of heat stress or illness to people and animals," according to the Weather Service, which reminded the public to stay hydrated, avoid being outdoors in the sun from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and to use air conditioning, if possible.